Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Taking stock, this is a time of year that we do often evaluate how things have gone and where the future might take us. That was the purpose of a visit with Harold Workman, Vice Chair of the Executive Committee of the North American International Livestock Exposition. We sat down around the show ring at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville a few days ago during the last day of the show and did a little evaluating.
We keep setting records as far as numbers of entries. Last year we broke 26,000, which was a record. This year, we're almost at 27,000.
Workman is retired from his post on the State Fair Board, but continues to work on the North American throughout the year. He was there four decades ago at the beginning, when the show didn't actually have a name, and he was glad to help again with this 2013 version.
To, you know, almost turn around, it's been 40 years. It is amazing to think it's been that long, when there were some people thought after the first year that would be it. I had one gentleman from Iowa, as a matter of fact, who still comes to the show every year, that said it's a great show, but he'll never make it. And I remind him every year when he comes back of that. It not only has made it, but it is, as you know, the number one purebred livestock show in the nation and maybe the world, and we're awfully proud of that.
Each year, the North American has an estimated $11 million local and state economic impact. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
During this year's North American, the first ever Harold Workman Leadership Award was debuted. Workman said it was kind of embarrassing to talk about, but he had high praise for the first honoree, Bill Toll of Mason County.
And I couldn't think of a better person. He has been a leader in Kentucky and in the livestock industry for his entire life. He has been on the State Fair Board for over 20 years. He has helped shape the, particularly the youth shows at the State Fair over his tenure, and continues to say, and he's right, that without the youth, we don't have anything. And it's important to be sure that we continue to push and support those. He has done that in his home county of Mason County. He's done it statewide. He's known statewide. Everybody knows him. And I'm so honored that he's the first one selected.
The Harold Workman Leadership Award to Bill Toll. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.